6 today.
One standoff ends, another continues on the Hill. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, captaining this ship called America Tonight. Boy, we have some interesting things to jam to in this hour of the show. Let's start with politics since I brought it up. Why not? Jim Budding, the senator from Kentucky, we were talking about him yesterday and the fact that he decided, screw it, enough money spent, I'm going to take a stand. And he said he was concerned that the $10 billion, you remember, the $10 billion that was going toward unemployment was money that could not and should not be used because of the direction we're headed in with deficits. So the senator has now agreed to a deal that ended that standoff, which caused all those federal furloughs, started on Monday, and threatened the unemployment benefits of hundreds of thousands of people, pretty much. He was trying to make the point. He requested a vote on an amendment that would have paid for the cost of the package. But you go through the red tape. The procedural motion to take up the amendment failed pretty heartily, 43-53 in that sense. So the temporary extension of benefits flew through, 78-19. I applaud him for making the stand that he made, but you knew that that was going to go. I mean, you just knew that was going to go away. There's no way that was going to stand with so many people up for reelection. And the transportation department saying that, 2,000 or so workers who were furloughed with the lapse of the bucks for the highway funding, they're going to all come back. But they were furious for people that were starting to hold protests. And it's just been, two days. So now that whole thing changes and the budget stopgap measure is what it is, passes after he drops the objection. There's still plenty of objection when it comes to Obama's health care reform. And there's two sides to this story. I think we know it pretty well, the Democrats and the Republicans. Here was Senator Harry Reid's take earlier on the day.
It's interesting. The person that's caused all the trouble for the Republicans is now out there lecturing the country on PAYGO, something he didn't vote for. He's lecturing the country on deficits. He wasn't too worried about us during the 8 years of the Bush administration when two wars were unpaid for, all these tax cuts to the tune of trillions of dollars. And it's interesting, he voted against establishing a debt commission. So his pleas are without any foundation of fact.
I know what you're asking me about. What I'm telling you is we're in the process of working this out.
But what if the people haven't gotten their checks?
We're in the process of working this out, and hopefully it'll be resolved in the near future. Are there any questions on the other side?
We're in a position now where the Republicans have stopped the American people from getting long-term benefits. I mean, getting employment for people who are long employed. And they could stop that in a second, and we're willing to give them a vote. They want to vote. That's the American way.
I want to assure our Democratic friends that if they are somehow able to pass this bill in the House, it will be the issue in every race in America.
They have followed now for a year and a half a strategy of blocking everything. They've gone too far. They've gone too far in blocking these unemployment benefits.
We're working on this, and we believe we can reach a consent agreement that will allow some amendments and allow us to approve the short-term measure and move ahead. And I think we'll be able to announce something hopefully in the near future.
All right, so you got the yin and the yang of it. We threw them both in there. The other voice you heard was very familiar, Senator Mitch McConnell, obviously the opposite side, as I said. There's your standoff there. Man, Harry Reid to me sounded like he was lost in the sauce a little bit at the beginning, and he's getting pummeled in the polls. It looks like he's going to have a tough time in his reelection bid in Nevada. And certainly you heard what McConnell said there, and I agree with him. No matter how you look at this issue, come time, midterm elections, come time for people that want their seats back and those who will take their places, boy, I think you're going to see a lot of change. You know, Barack Obama, that was his slogan about it. It's time for the change, time for a change. that matters, well, I think you'll see a big, fat change. And you know, I'm not brilliant going out on that limb and saying that. It's just obvious. You can feel that mood across the nation. So it's interesting. The president still trying to rally around the idea of bipartisanship. He's actually embraced a handful of Republican health care ideas. He wanted to make sure that was known on Tuesday. And of course, the idea behind this is to get the votes of Democrats who are a little bit more worried, more concerned about having too much of a partisan approach, feeling like it's going to be the death knell for them, you know, talking about those midterm elections. And specifically, he said he might include four Republican-sponsored ideas in the plan, even though virtually not one person, nada, in Congress or the White House thinks it will procure a single Republican vote. And I would completely agree with that. The little pieces of cheese they're throwing out are not enough to change minds, because it's quite clear that what's out there now, what's on paper, even with a few tweaks here and there, won't float with anybody on the GOP side of the aisle. So on Wednesday, the president is going to actually lay all these details out in his proposal and then ask Congress to enact it. I mean, this is the game plan now. Boom, let's just go for it. Obama is expected to go over why changing the system, the healthcare system, is so important. And again, trying to sell what his plan would mean to families and to businesses. Also, he's going to talk about those ideas that the Republicans like that he wants put into the plans. So here we go again with the little legislative lecture right here from the top. All of you know this. It takes 60 votes to halt a filibuster, and the Democrats can count on only 59 in the 100-member Senate. The push is definitely on to make this go through as swiftly as possible, to make this happen, to make healthcare reform a real deal. Because for Obama, as I said, you know, this has been his thing from the beginning, especially now. If you go back to the summer, there was so much push for this that what he's going to incorporate are all the things that we've talked about on this show, the malpractice lawsuits, because you have problems there and you have a lot of doctors that are dipping out with ridiculous lawsuits in some cases. I mean, you could argue the other side, you don't want there to be none of that, because certainly there are doctors that screw up and should be taken to the wall and probably sued. But that'll be one of the things that he'll throw out. Also, the fraud and the waste in Medicare and Medicaid, that's obvious, and everybody talks about that, and that'll be in there. But will it be enough to push it through to somehow change a mind or two? That's the key question here. And I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll see. This is a big, 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 big deal for Obama. This is like a last stand early on in this administration. Because remember, they're playing for two, no matter what's said. They're playing for another term as president. So this would really blow up in his face, no question. Coming up on the flip side, some interesting information that could get you off your rear end. You know how people always tell you all these platitudes and tell you you should do this, and oh, you could be a millionaire, and oh, geez, you should write a book, and oh, you could run a company. And then you think, well, yeah, I probably could, but you never actually do it. There's something that stops you. We're going to talk about that next. We have a way to fix this, or at least one guy does. That's coming up on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hey, so here's the deal. Kind of like Senator Bunning and, you know, the fact that he thought he was going to stick everybody up when he wanted his one-man deal, which I understand what he was doing, right? We talked about that at the beginning, the standoff. Well, he got unstuck, but this is a different thing. And from politics to what you're doing in your own personal life, do you ever feel like you were just flat out stuck? I think everybody has felt that way. I have definitely felt that way, whether it's a career thing, whatever it is, something personal with maybe smoking, trying to quit smoking. Our own president is trying to quit smoking, and he's obviously not done such a fabulous job of that. He was just lectured about smoking in his physical that he recently took and got and passed with flying colors, except for the smoking, and he had to cut down on the alcohol, make it a little bit more moderate. So Matt Casalotto joins us, and he's a guy who's got some serious skins on the wall. He knows about politics too. He's a former aide to U.S. Congressman Leon Panetta and House Speaker Jim Wright, and he's also done a slew of other things as far as speech writing and communications for a bunch of huge companies that many of you know. And so he knows about this. He knows about how to get supercharged, how to make yourself move forward, I guess is the way to put it. And he's got a couple of interesting secrets I think he's going to help us with here. The six axioms of personal empowerment is one of the things that we're going to talk about. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I just said you know all about politics, since you were knee-deep in it at one point. So.
That's right. Well, that's another show, but we could go there.
It is another show, isn't it? Oh, I think it's an off-air show, too. Boy, we could share stories. Talk about, there is this thing, and obviously you've seen it. This is me just throwing out a number, but I would say even some really successful people I've come across in my life, I'd say I've seen people, maybe 85% of the people I've come across have been stuck at some point.
So I think that's probably an underestimate. Mm. Everybody at one point or another has felt like they're not reaching their potential. They maybe set a goal, they can't reach it. Now we're in March, we're just past the time when everybody has set a New Year's resolution or two and then given up on them. Now it's only March, but a lot of people have given up their New Year's resolution. So the feeling of maybe feeling stuck and feeling like you can't really make a change as you want to make is probably universal. When I give talks or I get on the radio and I talk about this, I usually get the response that almost everybody feels like they just haven't reached their potential in life for whatever reason. So there's a gap. I talk about a gap between your performance and your potential. And that's really what is getting stuck and getting unstuck is all about, reaching your potential, reaching goals. And so we can talk tonight a little bit about how people can get unstuck and understand how they operate, how their mind and their habits operate. So if we could start with...
Yeah, let's do that. How do you start? How do you say, okay, I know I keep saying about I'm going to start this diet tomorrow or I'm going to get a better gig or whatever it is. How do you start? Right. What's the first thing you do?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand our personal operating system, I call it, our habit force that really functions as our personal operating. It's like a software, and we can program it, and it's been programmed already. That's the thing we need to understand. So the first step is to understand the instrument that we're operating with. And if we don't understand the instrument, we're not going to be able to fix it. We're not going to be able to get it started. We can't jumpstart what we don't understand. So let me go through the six axioms maybe really quickly, and then we can perhaps, you know, latch on to one or two of them, you know, in the time we have.
Sure.
So the first axiom of personal empowerment, I think people need to understand, and I need to understand, and you need to, and everybody, is that we are what we repeatedly do. And this comes from Aristotle, and the rest of the sentence, he goes on to say that excellence is not an act, it's a habit. So Aristotle understood the power of habits, and that's important to understand. It's the power of habit force, as I call it, the force of habit. Mm. And once you understand that, that's the first axiom, then you start to begin at least to understand what the instrument is that we're dealing with, this this habit force. Now, the next axiom that will help people is to understand this, that habit force can either work for you or against you. It's neutral. It's like gravity. It's just there. It's not good or bad. If you happen to program your habit force so it works for you, terrific. If it doesn't work for you and you feel stuck and you can't accomplish goals, then you need to reprogram it. So it can either work for you or against you. That's just a truism. That's what the axiom means. It's just mm-hmm. something that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So it can work for you or against you. The third axiom is that you have a choice. You can reprogram your habit force. And that's a very empowering thought. A lot of people think, well, gee, I just can't change. Well, you do have a choice. And you can reprogram it. We can go into more detail later, but let me just kind of run through these. The fourth one, and this is really critical, is you can't change what you don't realize. Mm. So you can't make a change if you don't realize that this is what's happening. And then, you know, if we had more time, we'd talk about the actual habits of failure and success. I don't think we'll be able to get into all of those, but you can't change what you don't realize. So you have to become self-aware. And if you say, what is the first step? You have to become self-aware. The fifth axiom of personal empowerment is that it takes a habit to replace a habit. So, and this is critical. People want to change, but they don't realize they're stuck in a certain habit, and they really can't get to the next habit until they realize that. So it takes a habit to replace a habit. And the sixth axiom is that we become what we think about. We become what we think about. This is a truism that comes from Earl Nightingale, that comes from the Bible, it comes from all kinds of places, Buddhism. We become what we think about. Our thoughts determine our future. So if you're going to make a change, you have to monitor your thoughts. And what I mean by that is it's that little voice that we all have that we have to bubble up to conscious awareness. We have to listen to what we're saying. So if you want to, let's say, let's go back to setting a goal. If you want to quit smoking, but that little voice is saying, I can't do this. That little tiny voice is saying, why are you even bothering? You tried this before. You can't do it. If the voice is telling you you can't do it, you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
So you have to become aware of that little voice that says you can't do something. So those are the six axioms. And then, if you become aware of how that operates and how that controls you, like a software program or a personal operating system, then you have a chance to break it. You have a chance to reprogram your habit force. And that's when I go into the different habits of failure and success.
And I understand what you're saying when you talk about one of the axioms. It's like you become what you think about. People always poo-poo yep. that, like, oh, that's just, that's like that book. If you just think it will happen. You think you're going to find a parking space or whatever. But
it's The Secret.
The Secret, yes. I knew you knew that. But it is true, isn't it? Because if you think everything negative and crappy is going to happen to you, or you keep thinking you're not going to get a promotion or this isn't going to happen, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's exactly the phrase I was going to use. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And many of us are locked in that self-fulfilling prophecy. And if we went into each of the habits, I sort of go through that. But one of the habits, the E in failure, I have these two acronyms. The E in failure, if you think of how the word failure is spelt with an E at the end, the seventh letter, I call that embracing the dark side. The E stands for embracing the dark side, and that is doubt and fear and worry and all the negative emotions that people have. If you get stuck into that area, you're not going to be able to break out of the patterns and achieve what you want to achieve. So when we talk about taking a first step, and we talk about, let's say, New Year's resolutions and setting, it's very important to set goals.
Right.
But what happens is people don't understand that too often. Setting a goal is like trying to stretch a rubber band a little bit, but unless you break these patterns I'm talking about, the rubber band always goes back to where it started.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. People are very, very comfortable. We all are with who we are. We all have a lot of habits, a lot of ways of thinking, a lot of mindsets and behavior patterns. That's what gets us through the day. We are who we are. We get up in the morning. If we didn't have habits, we wouldn't function.
Right.
So most of us are pretty functional, right? So habits are really good. But it's sort of like tweaking it, reprogramming a little bit so that you can actually achieve what you want to achieve. Break that rubber band.
Yeah, So well said about the rubber band, because that's true. I mean, I think everybody falls into that. Matt, we barely scratched the surface. We will definitely have you back on again. Would you join us again and go deeper into this?
I'd love to. Can you mention, I've got this book.
Yeah, we've got a book.
The Real Half Word. People can read about it.
Right. You can read about it. You can go to ovations.com, too, as well. Thank you, Matt.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
He needs to be an advisor in the Obama administration because, unfortunately, they are very stuck on a few things that we keep talking about here on America Tonight. And the name of his book is, by the way, because we skedaddled out of there, is The Real F Word. That's a clever title, The Real F Word. But he knows all about the political game, as you've heard me mention his background. And I thought it'd be fun to have him on because can't we all relate to that whole habit thing? Man, it is tough. I don't care what it is. If it's a smoking thing, if it's some other habit, something you do, too much couch potato stuff or whatever, all you guys know what I'm saying. It is so tough to break it. And they say men have a harder time than women, but I don't believe that. I think it's not a gender thing. I don't know, Matt, you're not even 30 yet, but you know about habits. Do you think it's easier for women to change than men? He's silent. He's like, "What are you doing to me?"
Sorry, what? I got people calling me on the phone here. What were you saying? Women and men? Am I going to get trapped in the bird's nest here?
Yeah, we said, I was talking to the Matt Cozzolato. We had him on the show, right. And, you know, you heard what he was saying about the habit thing. It makes sense. I think he needs to go and help the Obama administration. But do you think, they say it's easier for a woman to change than a man, but do you think that's true? Think of your dad and your mother.
Yeah, they're bugging the crap out of my sister in San Diego right now.
So, is your dad really stubborn, no way, set in his ways, he just, that's it?
With some things, I say my mom's probably, I don't know, man, that's hard. My dad's definitely more stubborn when it comes to new purchases and the money. But then, as far as doing things around the house and whatnot, that falls under my mom's wing.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe, oh, man, this is hard. I think my mom always likes doing things a certain way, her way, but then my dad always has, like, a procedure for everything, and this is how things should be. So I guess maybe my dad's more the one who's set in his ways.
There you go. So that goes to the male side. I think the habit thing can be anybody. I think anybody can change something. It's just I think he's right. I think you just have to do it. You just have to keep rolling down the highway thinking you can change it, you can change it, you can change it. Hey, one thing we can't change, I don't know about all of you listening or not, is Saturday a big day? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you don't even like getting your mail because it's always bills or like crappy spam, but real spam. Nothing significant. The days of getting the cool card from the aunt or, you know, grandma sends you something or somebody sends you some cool postcard from some place that you'd love to be and you're, you know, jealous. Those days are kind of over. A lot of people don't mail things anymore, but the post office is in trouble. So they're pushing to drop Saturday delivery and they're also going to do a rate increase because they got a $7 billion loss hanging over the head of the post office. So if they don't do something, they're talking about $238 billion over 10 years. Whew. You know, I think of the first post office. You know where the first post office was? And you can still go there today? It's in Philadelphia. You can get something stamped with the old postal thing on it. What would they have thought of how this system has grown up and now how it's falling apart? And I think part of the reason is because people are mailing less things. Everybody relied on the post office, and then you got all these other services who could do it bigger, better, faster, or say they could. And the post office got lost in the dust, and everybody's getting away from paper communications. It's more about electronic communications. I mean, even cards and stuff. People send you the cards or e-vites and all that. Stuff that you used to get in the mail, you don't get. So the number of items, they call it items, letters, whatever, handled by the post office fell from $213 billion in 2006 to $177 billion last year. Wow. And volume there is expected to shrink to $150 billion by 2020. Well, I bet you there's not going to be any Saturday service. Less of a walk to the mailbox to collect those bills. I still like a magazine, though. I still like to read a magazine. I don't know about the whole Kindle thing and everything, but I want to see everything on a computer. I like to read a magazine. I like to read a book. So I'm old school when it goes to that. And I don't see myself going up to the whole Kindle thing. I get it. I get that it's cool and people like it, but I'm sick of staring at a screen all the time. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Sam, how about you? Are you old school? Do you like to read books and magazines and newspapers, or do you do everything by the computer?
Since I delivered newspapers for 10 years and my sister and brother-in-law own a secondhand bookstore downtown, I like to read.
Oh, but how's their bookstore doing? That's cool. Secondhand bookstore?
Because it's also right near, it's not too far away from a junior college near the old forum. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
And also, they got a lot of university students, too, because, you know, they have to read certain books. So it's doing not too bad. And they also sell comics and sports trading cards as well. In fact, when the Canadians used to play at the old forum, some of the players would come in and see how much their cards were worth.
Really?
Yeah, and every so often, but there were some players who would want to take the cards, and then my brother-in-law would go, excuse me, you owe me so much money. He'd go, so the player would go, don't you know who I am? My brother would go, yeah, so? You mentioned about Saturday delivery in the States.
Yeah.
In Canada, we haven't had Saturday delivery in about 40 years, and I don't miss it.
So you just Monday through Friday for the mail, that's it, nothing on the weekend.
Right.
And so obviously they're not going broke. Well, you are in other ways, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the funny part is, I mean, like, in New York City, you know, they have a big Orthodox Jewish community, you know, a lot of Orthodox Jews there, and some of them do work for the Postal Service. So the advantage would be is, oh, good, that means I don't have to worry about, you know, I can't work Saturdays, you know, that type of thing. If they get rid of it, it would be a relief to them, you know, sort of throw religion in, you know, sort of throw religion into that. But,
right, right.
But, I mean.
But no Saturday delivery, no problem, so you've never had it.
Right, and yeah. Same thing if a Jewish holiday falls on a Saturday as well, so.
Yeah.
You know, but what's happening here also in Canada is that anytime they build a new housing project, instead of having the mailman go to everyone's house, they have, like, mini mailboxes at the corner, and he opens them and puts them in there, and people have to go out and get the mail. Some people don't mind it, but other people, I mean, especially if it's minus 50 out, you have to go out and trek just to get, you know, like a piece of junk mail and stuff like that.
Wow, so you're saying, like, houses up and down the street, like at the end of our block, we would have a big mailbox thing, so it wouldn't be right in front of every one of our houses.
Right, but I still get mine delivered the old-fashioned way.
Wow.
Damn it.
Oh, that would be, I don't know, I don't think I would like that either, because that's like living in an apartment. When you're in the apartment, you expect that. That's how the wall of mailboxes or whatever, but when you're in a house.
Yeah, but no, I live in a basement of a duplex.
Yeah.
So I get mine, like I said, the old-fashioned way. So
yeah.
The way I say damn it is that most of the time, like you said, it's usually like bills.
Yeah, because people just don't communicate that way anymore. It's
right.
It's rare. Sometimes, but, you know, ask people about Hanukkah cards or Christmas cards or
right.
Any of that kind of stuff, and they'll tell you you'd hardly get any.
Right, and you were talking about, and you were talking to your technician earlier from Minnesota, my condolences. I had to bring that in, sorry. You were mentioning about people changing. Since I've been going out with Julie, in certain things I have changed. You know,
you mean habits, like habits that you just changed it for her.
Right. It's only, you know, she's turning me into something I thought I couldn't be. Normal.
But she's turning you into somebody normal, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, then that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And you credit her with that because, I don't know why, because you're now more concerned about how you feel, how you look, what you're doing, that kind of stuff?
Right, and how my apartment looks, because for a time I used to live like Oscar Madison. Remember the old...
Yes.
Well, not as bad.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was like I used to pick up my laundry from the floor once a week.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I actually have a girlfriend who's that way, and she's single, and she lives in Florida, and I keep telling her, look, any guy I know is not, the Oscar Madison equivalent for a female is not good. A guy can get away with it, but I don't think a woman can get away with it as easy.
No way, Jose. And, of course, her royal pain in the butt, because Passover is in 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her royal pain in the butt is every year always make the second Seder at their house, you know, caters it, has a, you know, food service the whole nine yards. She said, okay, yeah, Julie, you and your parents and your daughters can come, but he can't. So you know what Julie and her parents said? He can't, we're not.
Wow, so you just have your own Seder dinner.
No, actually we called my brother, and my brother said, sure, and it's perfect because her father's a retired, what you would call in the States, a CPA.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Canada, he'd be called a CGA, Certified General Accountant. So it's perfect. So Julie's father and my brother will talk to, you know, accountingese, and we're looking at the table like, we're story about the Jews, and they're talking like, is this a deduction? Is that a deduction?
There's a good joke in there, but we just, neither one of us have hit on it quick enough.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Sam, thanks for sharing. We'll talk to you again.
Yeah, tomorrow, trade deadline day.
That's right. We'll talk about what happens there. Coming up on the flip side, the debate about the handgun when it comes to Chicago and lifting a 28-year-old ban. The Supremes have it in their laps. We'll talk about it next.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Somehow we have managed to mix in habits and getting rid of bad habits. I guess that's part of our conversation with Matt Casalotta, who was talking about, you know, what that whole thing, what we repeatedly do, that habit force deal, which is neutral, but it really applies to politics. And you heard Sam there say in his life the positive change, the habit thing, and then we got into the gender deal. Well, speaking of the gender deal and politics, quickly, Governor Rick Perry easily wins the Republican nomination for Texas governor, one of our biggest states, of course. It was a heated primary. There was a big anti-Washington, I think, mood among many of the folks and voters. So there was no way. I didn't understand why Kay Bailey Hutchinson actually ran in the first place, since she's popular. I mean, she's always in there. People vote her in. But some of the people around her really felt like she could be the one that gave him the loss in of his public life for the first time. But there's no way. I mean, you have to remember, Perry turned down money from Washington, and he really pushed that whole forget Washington and small government thing, and that is completely how a lot of Texans feel. That's the habit here, and that's the habit that really has stuck. And he wins it, she steps away. He's got it and moves on from there. Now, nearly one in five voters cast ballots for a third candidate, Deborah Medina, and she was a Republican Party activist who was backed by some in the state's in Texas's Tea Party movement. She got a little bit of money, and she suffered a huge setback in the eyes of some people when she was on Glenn Beck's show, and she said there were some very good arguments that the U.S. was involved in the 2001 terrorist attacks. And she still, though, even with that, because that was a black eye for a lot of people that were going to vote for her who thought she went off on the deep end there, even though I don't think, and honestly, I don't think she totally meant what she said. She's talking about, she was talking about that there were some things that she didn't believe in, some of the information from 9/11, the way it came out. It didn't really come out right with Glenn Beck. So she still managed to win over a bunch of voters who might have sided with a deeply, deeply conservative and popular Perry. So I guess that's pretty big if it's one in five. I didn't think that Perry would get defeated, though. He's been the longest serving in Texas, the longest serving governor. He had 51% of the vote compared to Hutchinson's 31% with more than three-fourths of the precincts reporting. So now he goes up against a popular Houston mayor, a guy named Bill White, and we'll see from there. But I'd be surprised if he were pushed out. I would be stunned by that. Hey, speaking of being pushed out, and I know this goes to the spouse's side of politics, but it's worth mentioning. I mean, how many times he was just such an easy target? How easy was it to beat up Governor Stanford from last year with all the I'm on the Appalachian Trail thing, and then he's fooling around, and he's actually in South America? You know, it was just an endless stream of, I don't know who the PR people were around him, but of gaffes every single time you turned around. So anyway, the wife of the governor of South Carolina called it quits and filed for that divorce and talks about that separation because everybody wants a piece of this family and what's going on here and the unraveling of it and all that sort of stuff and what changed her mind. And here's what she had to say today.
I continue to believe that sons are a gift from the Lord and children a reward from Him, as it says in Psalm 127. And Mark and I will continue to work amicably to raise our children to be young men of character and to be the best they can be. I thank you for your patience and your kindness, and I respectfully appreciate that you are here instead of at the end of my driveway. My conversations with my children are private. You know, today is the end of a 20-year marriage. As I said before, it's not cause for celebration. It's the beginning of a new chapter for me and for our children, and hopefully for some healing in a new form. Our family will be in a different shape, but no reason in the world why we can't raise our boys to be the best they can be. I expect to stay in South Carolina right on Sullivan's Island.
You got to love what she said there. Did you catch the part where she said in the beginning, and it's hard because there's a lot of people, she was in a hallway when they were all blasting her. She said, oh, I want to thank you for being here instead of my driveway. And she did, you know, she said the right things. You got to give her credit because she really could have blasted him, and she didn't do that. And there was no question after he said that she was the soulmate, the woman in South America was the soulmate, and all this stuff and all those emails became public, you thought it was going to be pretty tenuous for them to hang on. And she's right. It's not a cause for celebration. It's a divorce, and they've got four kids. So bravo to her for making that statement and just dispatching of the paparazzi, if you will, because they were really hounding her for months, for months. Big deal with the Supreme Court. We've been talking about it a lot. The Supreme Court has already hinted that they're going to strike down the U.S. city's outright ban on handguns. We're talking about Chicago and a 28-year ban that they've had. That's a ruling that could establish a nationwide ownership right, which is, of course, the big push by so many who believe in the Second Amendment. I'm one of them. The justices indicated less severe limits could survive, but there's probably going to be a lot of tug of war still over the right to keep and bear arms. What happened here with the Chicago, and there's four different people who were part of this, part of what was presented before the Supreme Court, They want handguns for protections in their homes. They're asking the court to extend a decision, if you remember, 2008 decision in support of gun rights in Washington, D.C., to state and local laws. So the ruling would establish pretty much a right that has been the subject, for as long as I can remember, debate for decades over the right to bear arms. And it also would continue to push the fact that there would be legal challenges to find out, you know, to sort out, I guess, as I said before, the restrictions that stand and what's, you know, what's going to fall in the case of that. So really, you know what, you're going to keep going back to the states. That's what's going to happen. It was just those 2 years ago when the court used the Constitution, the Second Amendment, saying flat out, I remember we talked about it a ton. I was on the air doing American Night, that the Second Amendment protects your right to possess guns, at least for self-defense in the home. But as many of you know listening to me, in Illinois, in Connecticut, in Kentucky, wherever you're listening, you know it's different across the board. It depends on where you live. But this would be big for Chicago. I mean, this would be huge for Chicago if this happens. Changes the way of life. I've got a cousin who grew up around guns, has hunted his whole life, feels comfortable with them, lives in Chicago, and has lived in Chicago for the past maybe 6 years, and has griped to me a lot about the gun thing. And now they're on the verge of that being lifted. What a huge change. Some, the opposition, think it's going to make it that much worse in Chicago, but I don't agree, because the people who are bringing this up before the Supreme Court, who are part of this, have their own individual reasons and brutal things that happen to them. And this way, you have the choice. You're living on the south side of Chicago, and someone's busting it up and coming into your house, trying to steal your stuff and ready to do whatever it takes to get that stuff. You have a way to protect yourself. You have the right to bear arms. And all I say is know how to use the guns. Know how to correctly know what you're doing so that you don't have the problem of a gun, you know, jamming up on you, not knowing if it's loaded or not loaded, the whole safety thing, because trust me, there are people out there that don't know what they're doing with guns, and then that's scary. So you don't want to see that. But it looks like the Supremes pretty much has spelled it out, that this is almost a slam dunk in this case, and it's probably not surprising due to what happened with D.C. Since they've already gone in that direction, I didn't assume they wouldn't back up the Constitution this time around. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Sam Goldwyn, who said, I don't want any yes men around me. I want everybody to tell me the truth, even if it costs them their jobs. Ooh, food for thought.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?